Yes, you are very good.
Praise Jesus, brethren. Let's get in the
beginning.
The karamajong of the spiritual realm will find us when we've already begun. The karamajongs take long to learn how to dress and to clothe. But the command of our master in Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 13, when he told us to clothe the armor of God.
Yes, he was you.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now we've come to see that we clothe the preparation of the gospel of peace in our feet, to tie the truth in the waist, the word of God as it is, the blessed spirit of righteousness. When we get faith which comes from hearing the word of God, and when we hold our shield of command by command, the shield of faith.
Yes, he was doing.
Praise Jesus so much. And we put the helmet of salvation, the Holy Spirit who came in Acts chapter 2.
And then
we put the sword, which is double-edged, the word of God, Old and New Testament. Both sides,
they both sides are sharpened.
For the Old and New Testament, both are swords which are sharpened. Let's move on to honor the Holy Spirit for his presence in our midst.
Lead
us as the children of God. Like it's written in Isaiah
63,
that he put his spirit in them to lead them. Let's honor him and to accept him do his works within our midst. The messenger of the Father and of the Word, together with the angels, is sent together with him to minister in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Tukwebaza kubanga wakyali ekiseera kyoyongedde okutuwa n'olwaleero okwongera okwekenneenya okwetegereza nga tuyita mu kitabo kyo ekitukuvu nga okubuulirira bwe kuli okuli mu Isaaya 34:16 munoonye mu kitabo kya Mukama musome kubanga akama kekalagira Omwoyo Omutukuvu ye yakuŋŋaanya. Tukwebaza Kabaka wa Bakabaka kubanga obudde bwe buti Mukama waffe Yesu abutusabira bulijjo nga mumpita ekyokubiri esula ey'okusatu n'olw'omunaana pakulekumi ayogera nti taludde kuleeta nkomeero wabula abadde ng'agumiikiriza nga tayagala n'omukuffe azikirire era Mukama waffe Yesu mbalumi esula ey'omunaana olw'asatu4 n'okukwira yali ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa kitaffe ng'atusabirawo okutwongerayo obudde buno n'akaseera kano mubeezi Omwoyo Mutukuvu era naye musaale ku nsonga yotusabira ebiro n'ebiseera nga bwe kyawandiikibwa era mbalumi esula 8:26 paka 28 ng'ayogera nti Omwoyo Mutukuvu atubeerawo obunafu bwaffe kubanga asabirawo abatukuvu nga Katonda bw'ayagala. Kwebaza ayo Omwoyo w'amazima, kwebaza Mukama waffe Yesu, kwebaza kitaffe akkiriza okusaba kwa Mukama waffe Yesu era okw'Omwoyo Omutukuvu ng'atusabira kubanga ayogera mu Zabbuli eri yatenda ng'agamba otuyigiriza okubala emyaka gyaffe kale tulyoke tuwone okuzikirira sibu Katonda tukumiza ebintu byonna tukugulumiza tukudiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo. Bangi bali ku nsi naye nga tebamanyi biro bye balimu era nga tebamanyi nakyabaleeta ku nsi kuno naye Mukama waffe otuwadde ekisa, otuwadde ekiseera, otubikkulidde okutekerera ddala kiki kye tukola ku nsi kubanga kyawandiikibwa sibo Kabaka ba Kabaka ng'ogamba oyagattabagane naawe era nga wali mwana wo oyagattabagane naawe gamba kulisa ekyokubiri esula ey'okutaano 18:17 tiwali mu Mukama waffe Yesu ng'otabagana naffe nga totubaliddeeko bbi. Tukwebaza kubanga n'okutuuka leero waliwo obuweereza obw'okutabagana naawe naffe olwaleero tukimanyi nga bwe kyandika mu Bakolinso 1:15 olunyiriri sibo Katonda ku 2:23 tebuli muntu wamuleeta mu kifo kye ye asobole okwetereza. Tukwebaza kubanga otubikkulidde n'ekiri bwe kityo naffe ntutegeera era ekiseera ekyo kye lutambuliddemu okutuuka leero tetulekaayo kukuŋŋaana kubanga kiragiro kyo kiri mu Baebulaniya essula ey'15 obutalekangayo kukuŋŋaana. So wagamba Mukama mubakolisa 1:14 bwe tukuŋŋaananga ati nno abalina ekigambo eky'amagezi eky'okutegeera Era musabe munaweebwa taata ebiro biyise ng'abantu basaba naye nga tebasaba mmere etuukakubula obutaggwawo naffe olwayo teva tukyusaamu olw'ensobi yaabwe okusobola okutegeera okusaba emmere etuukakubula obutaggwawo ey'ekigambo kye tukusaba otukkirize aye kabaka bakabaka ne tugenda okukuŋŋaana tuyigirize okugasa nga bakyandikwa mu Isaaya ey'48 olunyiriro ssebo lw'17 nze Mukama abayigirize okugasa twebaza olw'omwoyo omutukuvu abaddewo era akyaliwo era ajja okubaawo okutuyigiriza paka lw'onadda Mukama waffe Yesu nga bakyawandikwa mu Yokaana 14:26 ye bw'alijja alibayigiriza byonna era alibajjukiza byonna weebala omubeezi omwoyo omutukuvu olw'okutuyigiriza era Mukama waffe Yesu wasuubiza osinzira mu ngero essuula esooka 13 bwe munakkiriza okunenya kwa kitaffe era anaabayiwako omwoyo we anaabalitutegera ebigambo bye era ye wuyo omwoyo omutukuvu gwakkaatiriza ng'asinzira mu Peter mukoba batume essuula y'okubiri imwenenye munaawe bwe kiraba omwoyo omutukuvu tusaba osaasire obutali butuukirivu okusobya kwonna si kwaffe ffekka naye n'abooluganda bonna mu nsi yonna abadde mu linnya lyo Yesu nga mwe bakolera era nga mwe batambulira era nga mwe boogerera naye ne basobya mu ngeri yawo oba endala olw'obutamanya naye tusaba otusaasire tusaba otuzza obujja tudde obujja mu maaso go osaasire osonyiwe owonye endwadde ozuukize ebyafa mu masekati gaffe mukama otuddize obulamu obujjudde wajja okutuwa ayi Mukama waffe Yesu nga mu Yokaana 10 ogamba nti najja zibe n'obulamu n'obulamu obujjudde era obutuukiridde naffe twewaayo mu mikono gyo kitaffe twewaayo mu mikono gyo Mukama waffe Yesu twewaayo eri omwoyo omutukuvu akulemberamu abaana ba Katonda okulemberamu n'eggye lyonna eri abamalayika mu gurupu si zaabwe 7 nga ku bikulu essuula 8 n'olusooka n'olwokubiri bamalayika abaduumizi baduumire ssebo ng'emyoyo gyo 7 bwe giri amaaso g'omusanvu agatumbwa mu nsi yonna ssebo oduumire ng'omwoyo omutukuvu gw'okulembeddemu egiri malayika ab'amakondeere baduumire era ne bamalayika bakutta ebyokulwanisa mu kubikulu essuula 15 bayitemu ssebo kabaka bakabaka okugenda nga bamegga era nga bawangula buli maanyi ag'ekizikiza agabadde galumba ekkanisa agava mu mbalogo empusamize ne bannabbi obulimba n'amadiini ag'obulimba mu nsozi ne mu biwonvu era tusooka okutuma malayika omuduumizi owegerya malayika Maiko malayika akutta ekkonde erisooka oduumire Maiko akutta ekibi ekisooka eyayogerwako mu Danieri 12 ayimirirewo abaana b'abantu mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma kale ayimirire n'ejira bamalayika bonna abawangula ne balwana mu ggulu ne bawangula ngamu ku bikulu essuula 12 17 n'okukiira Maiko yitamu wamu n'ekibinja kyo mufefete musaggule buli myanyi gonaga ekizikiza buli bamalayika abaagwo abadde basinzidde obanga ku nsozi obanga ku biwonvu obanga mu masabo makanisa ag'obulimba madiini ag'obulimba ssebo yitayo osaggule n'ekitala kyo otufuula abawanguzi n'okukirawo nga Katonda waffe bwe yasiima ng'ayogera mu Baruumi essuula 8 nti Mukama bw'obeera ku saidi yaffe omulabe waffe y'ani naye tuli bawanguzi n'okukirawo ky'ova otuma Maiko mu kubikula essuula 6 onyolusooka n'olwokubiri n'ayitamu n'ekitala ng'agenda ng'awangula yitamu Maiko ogende ng'otuwanguza ogende ng'otufuula ab'amaanyi mu kigambo kya Katonda ne mu kukola ebyamagero ebiri mu kigambo kya Katonda nga bigobera enjiri ey'obwakabaka bwa Katonda yitamu Maiko ogende ng'otema enjegere zaba sitaani ebisiba eby'ekyejo byonna ng'obisisaanyawo ebisiba okudda emabega okulemererwa kwonna oyite n'abasakuzi b'oyita nabo mu Zakariya essuula esooka olw'18 n'19 mufefete amayembe emizimu ab'amasaza bonna mu bwengula bwabwe biwonvu makanisa ag'obulimba bannabbi ab'obulimba ab'amadiini ag'obulimba yonna mu nsozi ne mu bulogo musamize yita n'ejjira malayika Abadoni ow'enjegere okusiba amaanyi gonna ag'ekizikiza emizimu okugisiba okugisiba mu bunya obutakoma otuwa kuna kulwa omusanvu era Abadoni tukutuma wamu n'ejjero lyonna mu kubikulu essuula 9 olunyoro
orakumi na orumu, paka orakumi na mukaga, nejira malaika tuido, bilioni yabikumi yabili, mujitamu kusagula, mujitamu kusiba, emizimu, amani kona kachizikiza, ngakubikwa suri ya muenda, kwe tulakiri te, kubikwa suri ya makumi yabili, kwe garment, no kwa toku orujegere, no kwa toku musota, no kusama mwenye wata koma, otu kuna kura musangu, erane mchudi ya mukaga, kwa suri ya malaika kumi na kumi, mwenye wata koma, ne mpite choku bili, esure yoku bili, onyoro kuna, no sime mioje mibi, kare itamu sibe, e kanisa yimuke, mchitiwa choru vanyuma, e jagira kuma kagai, esure soka na yoku bili, e kanisa yoru vanyuma, e nivera chitiwa, bakwari se chisoka, e choku bili esure yoku zadu, baibuli ye gamba, ndio kuweleza kuenda gane kade, kwari kwa chitiwa, kwari mba maraika, na yato kuenda gane mpia, pekuli singa wanyo, kerivatu saba, elamu kama amaje, gawe gako na kunda gane kade, ne musa, ne raija, ne risa, neba nabibo na, wamunu mwe wa makawa, na fere romu na gane mpia, elamu mwere mwamu pia, ugino kwenye katondo kujude, kutumejire mba maraika, ava sabuzi, ava fefesi, okusagula, uwe mbuna wona, okukampinga, wona wona, okuwanisa, eba demiru wanise kanisa, e chitiwa che kanisa ya makama, sikomeo, makama usamoro singana wa kukiriza mwusi, gabu watumu ze chivuzo, umoyo umutuku munga agamba, muruka kumina munana, gagama na yu mara wa mtu wa rita, alisingana kukiriza kunsi, leka kubere wa, ogendo kuta, gawari wa gari wa kukiriza, okuga mkulira, nukulia chigamba cho, natabaina maanyi gachu zikiza, na yenga baina maanyi go, ai yeso murunji, tutu mamalaika wa mrilo, na yoku iti na koma kama, okocha, ulimanyi gachu zikiza, ulitogo, na mwini musami se, onogu vatele makama, eranga wali mkubikuliwa, esule kumina nyaku na munana, malaika wa mrilo, tuku sabote ole, omrilo kuchoto cha makama, echa zabu, mwezi teke esule kome, omasire kulimanyi, ake chizikiza, eraku mani, gonaga arumba, e kanisa ya yesu, monsiyo na, omasire, malaika wa mrilo, nabu wajesule mwene gomara, noyocha, noyocha musami se, noburago, ebi alimukosebua, oruale roma leka umrilo, tuku tumo itemu, okocha mani, gwame ake chizikiza, agari mubusami se, agari mburago, mubusosi, nemu biwavu, agari makanisa gobulima, banabi wabulima, abatuma wabulima, kutuma ye jenyo, nitemo, okutufula abamani, mulingi elia yesu, mwana katondo mramu, sobe chiti wache kanisa, nisomuro kuda, tumo umrilo okocha, endwade zona, mamareka umrilo, masiro umrilo, okocha endwade, okocha ukulewewa, okocha mani, gwana ake chizikiza, agamale katusika, okute mamega, hale kanisa yo, ebele kutiko, evade ya ambiwa, amani ya mavi, agotu rako mnyele mia, esule ya birmosatu, onyoro mwenda, pako rekome, bana bine waka mwana, bono onese, amani gaba sima, amagenda gabwe, sima ronji, na amani gaba sima ronji, netu sendika, mareka omrilo, goise ni mareka maiko, mareka bada na wanjegiri, ni mareka omrilo, okocha, amani gwana kwa chizikisa, jukila chawa andikiwa, madaya kumina mnana kumina mnana, chetuna silanga kose, chisiba mkoro, chetuna simula kose, chisimu ure, mareka mkabdiri chava gamba, mkumikumisa makumi yami mwepiri, onyoro mnana na msana, oromu sa mnoro mnana na mwenda, tuliba kosi wa mnavo, haba kwa niti gambo cha katona, muzabili chukumi satu, kumina mwenda, paka habili mpiri, ba maraika batu kilisa, echi gambo cha katona, tumejira ma maraika, nisagure, nifefete, ulimani nga chisikusa, agara mese kanisa, okuri na njiri, na yobu waka 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 katona, okuti zibu wabuja, oku agara obu waka waka wafi, wafi mguru, sebo, mkama, otumejiri, kare tufuke, abama manji sebo, eraku tewe, tufukana dembe, nabu watuita, ngotu gama mchema naba koye, naba zidowere duwa, sebo na fe, tuko mawa mchumula ochefu, tuko mawa mkumula, e kanisa vire mune mirembe, erano mwoye wa dembe, nesangye liyo mwede kozi, tuku sabo mkama, nabu watu gamba, muisaya vini mumunana, orinyole kumi, na orakumi, paa kumina pili, mumuwe chumura ya koye, mumuwe kwewela, mkama, wetaka we kanisa, eri mwoye wo, eri mba maraika wo, ava kozi, wamuna kwa mkama, ava weleza, ava geno sikilo mwede kozi, tuku eva za mkama, kubango utumaka mdiyari kankano, okuangero kule toku walisewa, okuwezi gamba chumkama, ere jire kabudiyari, eri gabi siwa siwa katonda fi, mudeni ya nesule kome, eri gama tuzo kutekeza, eri ya nipambia wani kwa vitukufu, tuma tuma na te, eri ya mdambu wa fokusoka, eri ya mdambu wa mbwanda, abaya yana, wafuno kwa resiwa, okuwe chikamba cha katonda, barabuwe, ayi kwa 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 kwa, tutu mejira mwale kwa mbwa kabirisi, kubikuwa suri wa mkaga, nuro kuna nuro mkaga, abani ne merawa nina mizani, batu pimire mekwe taga mna muno, ne mkwe reza katonda, kale kanisa ye mbwa mbwa tume sule yokuna, baibu lingabu ye gamba, ne watu anome ye taganga, ne eba alina, yonami ye taganga, uweba ye mkama, watumite cheri wetu otusindikile malaika wakumanya atuwetu kwa hula ewe mwendo kutali ya mwendo webale mkama webale chitafu kubango ulido kusama kwa fe ukuli mchigambo chongabu wa subi za Yohana sile kumineta nulomu sambu gamba ati mbe ila muze na ibigambo vya ngabili mumwe musabecho nache mweta aga china wakuli wa tusabibyo nebyo mulinyi ila mkama wafu Yesu amen.
Yes, we have a Uganda.
Praise Jesus so much, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? Thank you for coming. Pray for us, your brethren. Wish them the best, which come from the Father. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and the Bible reader Teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We still move on to know what's to get out of the new generation. New generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. If it's our media and all our mediums, what we expect to get out of them,
yes,
praise Jesus. The full knowledge of God and His glory, that's the focus of the Father in this generation, which we call the focus of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So we're media and focus media.
Now when you hear media like the focus media,
WhatsApp, Facebook, TV,
the WhatsApp, the Facebook or the television, expect you to meet on the full knowledge of God together with His glory. When we speak like that, we speak of bringing the fullness of the Father, the Holy Spirit, and our Master Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we still moving on to see the fullness of the Lord Jesus. Just as we need to have power to realize the width, the depth, and the height of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we still move on to see and look at Him. But like we said, that we need power to try to see and get this height.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
even though we are going to be moving on, we are going to begin on the rim above of the body of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
That rim above,
there
we find three heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
There is the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Then
and we have the second heaven, where we find the four living creatures. We have the second heaven, where there are four living creatures. And we have the third heaven there, where there is the garden of God, the throne of God, and the 24 elders. After seeing the rim below of the body of Christ Jesus, which is known as the fourth heaven, the fourth heaven to be created.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We saw the kingdom of the stars in the firmament of that heaven. And we saw the sun and the moon. And we came to see the planets. The 10 planets, including planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we left, we moved on to see hell, still in the kingdom of the stars. And then we saw principalities. They used to be led by the devil in the BC, but in the AD they are being led by Jezebel after the imprisonment of the devil. Praise Jesus.
And
we want to get from the rim below and we head to the rim above. In this room above, like we first had in Ephesians, let's go and read Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 16.
Ephesians 3 from verse 16.
Abawe mwe ng'obugagga obw'ekitiibwa kye bwe buli. Kyenva nfukaamirira kitaffe buli kika eky'omu ggulu n'eky'oku nsi kwe kijja erinnya. Abawe mwe ng'obugagga obw'ekitiibwa kye bwe buli okunywezebwa n'amaanyi mu mwoyo gwe mu muntu ow'omunda. Kristo atulenga mitima gyammwe olw'okukkiriza, mubeerenga n'emmizi munywezebwenga mu kwagala, mulyoke muweebwe amaanyi okukwatanga n'amagezi awamu n'abatukuvu bonna obugazi n'obuwanvu n'obugulumivu n'okugenda wansi bwe biri, n'okutegeera okwagala kwa Kristo okusinga okutegeerwa, mulyoke mutuukirire okutuusa okutuukirira kwonna okwa Katonda.
Okusobola okukwata kye tuyita obugazi,
to be able to get what we call the width,
obuwanvu,
the length,
obuziba,
the depth,
n'obugulumivu,
and the height,
obw'obujjuvu bwa Kristo,
of the fullness of Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Abantu batera okugamba,
people usually say,
sikyangu nnyo okumanya Katonda.
It's not easy to get to know God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Next week we singa ogera Katonda.
But we have been speaking about God. We hear many scriptures pushing us to get to know Him. And those are His promises. As we have to see the rim above or the body of Christ, we remind you again that this God is a God who is understandable. And we are not in the era of Acts 17, where people say that this is an altar of the unknown gods. For in Acts 17:19, they speak this word. Let's read there and we hear. Acts 17:19.
Ne bamutwala ne bamuleeta ku Aleyopaago nga bagamba nti, tunayinza okutegeera okuyigiriza kuno okujja kweyogera nga bwe kuli, kubanga oleeta ebigambo ebijja mu matu gaffe.
Bano bagamba naye,
oyinza
okutuleetera okutegeera ebigambo bino kubanga newankubadde ebipya naye tuyinza okubitegeera. Yesu yebazibwa. Ebigambo by'owulira mu mulembe omupya ogenda okumanya Katonda
okujjudde.
Ebiseera ebisinga oyinza okulaba ng'ebipya
naye
biri mu Bayibuli
era
bisoboka okutegeera.
Be understood. Now, when you speak of Christ,
but
he thinks in heavens and earth are within him. It's a word within the Bible. But you need to give it time to understand it. Like these men, how you've heard them.
For
he moves on to explain them by the Holy Spirit and he says,
Acts 17:20.
Kubanga
oleeta ebigambo ebijja mu matu gaffe, kyetuva twagala okutegeera amakulu g'ebigambo bino. Abaseene bonna n'abagenyi abaabangayo tebaakolanga kintu kirala wabula okwogeranga oba okuwuliranga ekigambo ekijja.
Olw'okuba ng'ebigambo ebyo bibeera mu magezi
gaera
leero
bw'owulira
tebaasobolanga nakugumiikiriza bula byogerako
wabweru.
Obutuufu bw'ebigambo ebyo buli
bwebyo.
Ebigambo by'okumanyako obujjuvu bwa
Kristo era
nga bitujja okumanya kitaffe
n'omwoyo.
Owulira obutuufu bwabyo n'osendebwasendebwa n'okubyogera
era
owulira nga toyagala kusirikamu
bw'ofuna
gaapu eyogera
era
bo kye baakolanga ne boogeranga ne bajja ne bayiga ne baddamu ne
boogera
kubanga ne boobibuulira balina appetite
y'amaanyi ogimanyi
osobola okutandika okwogera omuntu n'afuna
appetiteyeewonyangaayagala
kubiwulira.
Yes, we have praise Jesus.
So, Totia.
Now, don't fear.
No one could ever be fear.
Even though they seem new. But that is the truth. And people are waiting for it for a long time.
Bikola batume esula ya 17 n'olunyirwa 2
17:22.
Paulo nayimirira wakati wa Areopago n'agamba nti, abasajja abaseeni, mbalabye mu byonna nga mutenyo balubaale. Kubanga bwe mbadde mpita n'entunulira bye musinza, era n'ensanga ekyoto ekiwandiikiddwako nti kya Katonda atategeerwa.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Bo baali bagamba Katonda tebamutegeera.
These ones say that they don't understand God.
Katonda osinza musinza naye okumutegeera bive.
You just worship him, peace of knowing and understanding him, give up on that.
Ebyo ebiro tugenda bitambulira kubanga byali byakoma.
To move in those eras where they had headed long time.
Era ebyo byakomawo byakomawo lwa butabeera siriasi bwaffe.
And if they came back because of us not being serious.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus. Where did he get for the Spirit to give revealed to them
us,
to reveal us the word of God? For eras of saying that God is unknown, it happened before. We can't dare speak that again. Acts 17:23.
Kale kye musinza nga temukitegeera, nze kye mbabuulira. Katonda yakola ensi n'ebirimu byonna, oyo kubanga ye Mukama w'eggulu n'ensi. Tabeera masabo agakolebwa n'emikono, so taweerezebwa mikono gy'abantu ng'eyeetaaga ekintu.
Nabagamba Katonda yakola eggulu
n'ensi.
Omanyi oyo ekigambo Mukama waffe
the word the Lord Jesus.
Kubanga mu Yokaana
John 1:14. The word came in the flesh, appeared to us. And we saw him as the Son.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But according to Hebrews 1:3-5. By the Son all things were created.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
He is the Lord over them. You can't build a house for him. You know, this generation men have been building temples for Jesus. Let's build him a house from this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
If we do call us temples of his spirit, if we get born again.
So
now people say God is unknown. All things we started in the room below on the body of Christ.
Yes,
we
have
raised Jesus.
Amen.
People are still getting surprised whether they are on the body of Christ.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
Amen.
Then right now we move on to see the room above.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
Amen.
We are getting to get more surprised. Whether all long things have been like that. People say you can't study God and you understand him. Those are the ones you've seen here in Acts. They said that the altar of the unknown God. But they didn't give up to worship what they don't understand and know. They moved on to the altar and worshipped him. And they said, "You are unknown." Other gods and their altars were there. But there is one God of whose altar they said is unknown. This one is unknown God. He to be worship him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Our troubles have come onto this world by then. God was there, but they want to worship him well. And they never knew him. Now they worship demons which came from the mountains. But the other way, the city, he's up there in his heaven. You know, we don't know them, him, and we don't know how heaven is. But they had put his altar there. The one we speak of now is Christ.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
After we shall tell them of the Father, together with the Holy Spirit.
Acts 17:25. Mikono gy'abantu ng'eyeetaaga ekintu. Oyo nti kubanga oyo yabawa bonna obulamu n'okusomoka ne byonna. Yakola okuva kw'omu buli ggwanga ly'abantu okutuulanga ku nsi enjuyi zonna. Bwe yalagira n'ayawulamu ebiro n'ensalo z'okutuula kwabwe. Banoonyenga Katonda mpozi bawammaate okumulaba newakubadde nga tali wala wabuli omu ku ffe.
You
know he's not far from each one of us.
Even
here where you're seated, you are in him as we saw.
You
got the mountain, he is there.
So
from our planet Earth, to stretch out to move on to the other 9 planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
To go in the kingdom of the stars,
Njuba,
the sun,
Umwezi,
the moon,
Amagombe,
hell,
and
principalities in the space.
Through
the kingdom of the stars,
to
the heavens which is great,
Itene,
the big heaven, and it is hard indeed.
That's
still the body of Christ and the ring below.
But
the heaven you see up there, the bluish, it's hard indeed. But above it, there are 3 heavens on top of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now we're going
to move on to see the Lord Jesus.
That's
why in that verse it's going to be saying,
Bikola batume sula ya kumi na musambu linyulwabili mu munana.
Acts 17:28.
Kumanga moyo tubabalamu, tutambula, tubeerawo.
Moyo tubabalamu.
In him we live,
tutambula,
we move,
tubeerawo,
and we have our being.
Kati abatambuze, umenye tutambula kumusembe.
You know we move on this world.
But
you can finish it and stretch up, go to another
life.
But all there you're still moving within him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
So you go to the stars. So you go to the heaven. So you stretch through it, go to another. We're still moving within Christ Jesus.
Christ,
our master, is big indeed. And the seasons we are in is the storm which was carried without a hand. And it came, it filled the entire heavens and earth.
Already
there, but in our mind we had not known that it's there. That rock crushed the image and occupied where it was. You know, they say that Nebuchadnezzar saw an image and it appeared like a human being. The head is of gold, and they named it all. And the rock came, crushed its feet, and consumed, finished the entire image. That rock is going to come from there. People think it's like that. No. The rock has come in this way to prove you that it occupies heavens and earth. Now the problem which
came,
they don't know that the rock was cut by hand. They just came by itself. It's come to prove you how it fills the entire heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Are still waiting for that rock when it will come.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But at the end, when we reach the third heaven, we shall bring back the image of Nebuchadnezzar. You'll see it clear. And the rock has come to fill the entire portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
get to Colossians. Colossians 1 from verse 12.
Colossians 1 from verse 12.
Colossians 1 from verse 12.
Nga mwebaza kitaffe eyatusaanyiza ffe omugabo gw'obusika obw'abatukuvu mu musana, eyatulokola mu buyinza obw'ekizikiza n'atutwala mu bwakabaka bw'omwana we omwagalwa, mwe tubeera n'okununulwa kwe kusonyiwa kw'ebibi byaffe. Oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika omubereberye w'ebitonde byonna. Kubanga moyo ebintu byonna mwe byatonderwa mu ggulu ne ku nsi.
Ebiri mu ggulu ne ku nsi.
Whatever is in heavens and earth.
Byatondebwa mu ye Mungu.
They were created within him, inside him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Niwe yakugamba mu Yohana 14.
That's why I told you in John 14. Verse 20.
Unakuli mu jategera nga muli mu nsi.
On that day you know that you are within me.
Nange nga ali mu kitabu.
And I am with the Father.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Atu kuongereyo.
Colossians 1:16.
Ndi ebirabika n'ebitalabika. Oba ntebe za bwakabaka, oba bwami, oba kufuga, oba masaza. Ebintu byonna byatondebwa ye era ne kululwe naye ye woluberebere mu byonna era ebintu byonna bibeerawo mu ye
ebintu byonna bibeerawo mwani mu ye munda muli
Yes,
you have
praise Jesus. Don't be surprised when you go to the brim above. All things in heavens and earth are within him.
Now
we still want to see his greatness.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Now, as when you worship the Lord Jesus, compare him with the prophets you get to bring. You know their people and their religions.
He too,
we know him as Nabi Isa. This is not Nabi Isa. The one we speak of is the one we are living in. And things in heavens and earth are within him. Christ Jesus we speak of.
He's
not Nabi Isa of the Muslims.
And it's
not the Yesu of the Catholics. No. And it's not the Jesus who is possessed by individuals. Like
you
hear that the Jesus of prophet so and so. No. In him we move and live in him. You can't possess him as a demon. That
he
is getting to be your own Jesus. You possess him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bakulosai isuri soka ulinyiro kumi.
Colossians 1 verse 18.
Nti eroyo gwe mutwe gw'omubiri ye kanisa. Oyo lwe lubereberye omubereberye w'omubafu. Yalyoka abeerenga ow'olubereberye mu byonna. Kubanga kitaffe yasiima okutuukirira kwonna okubeeranga mu ye.
Kitaffe mwennyini ng'asinzira waggulu w'eggulu.
The Father himself based above the heavens.
Yaddira obutonde bwonna n'abusumbayo okubeera mu ye.
Things got them to be within Jesus. For they were gotten from him.
Like
we had in John 1:16. All of us from his fullness we were given. We started the creation of heavens and earth which are so far. To put them in place that we get to realize who is our master. There is a word we usually hear. That every person must confess that Jesus is Lord. Why don't we confess that our Father is Lord?
And
why is not upon the Holy Spirit?
For
he is the one out of which we are gotten if we reject him. How dare we believe the one he began with? That's why he says, reject the Son, you have rejected the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Colossians 1 verse
20.
N'okutabaganyisa ebintu byonna eri ye yennyini mu ye.
Nti ebintu byonna abitabaganyisa mu ye yennyini.
He reconciles them within himself.
Bakolosayi esula esooka olunyi lwa abiri.
Colossians 1:20.
Bwe yamala okuleeta emirembe olw'omusaayi ogw'omusaalaba gwe, mu ye okutabaganyisa oba eby'oku nsi oba eby'omu ggulu. Nammwe bwe mwali edda bannaggwanga era abalabe mu kulowooza kwammwe mu bikolwa ebibi, naye kaakano yabatabaganyisa mu mubiri ogw'ennyama ye olw'okufa. He
tries to see that they understand him,
and
that they may know that they are within him, that they believe him. But that's where the reconciliation is.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
For time past, we had never known that we are gotten from him.
And
we never knew that even living, we live within him. When they preached Jesus to us, they used to tell us the Son was born. December, they wake up, make him cry on television. We first thought perhaps it's the priest within the kingdom of God. Maybe it's the son who is the priest of the kingdom. And perhaps he thought it's just the chosen and was an angel before. You know, others say that he is angel Michael. You hear the madness.
There are men who say that
Jesus is the angel
of God. If you
want to discover that, go ask the day of the Jehovah's.
Who fought
the battle in Revelation 12?
Verse
7 to down. That is Jesus who is
Michael. You
see him as a prince.
Now let me ask
the question. Then you fall in a religion like that.
Then
you familiarize Christ like that.
Now
will you be in his kingdom?
Christ
in the portion of hell in his body.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
you're supposed to be knowing Christ as he was given us.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
we don't know him in a way which is not right.
But he
accused us in Isaiah
48.
From verses 1 to 5.
That we speak
of him, but not in truth, neither in righteousness.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And we want to head on the rim above.
He speaks
of us on the rim above like this. According to John
8,
verse
23.
John 8,
verse 23. Nze siri wa munsi muno. Kyenava bagamba nti mulifiira bibi byammwe. Kubanga bwe mutakkiriza nga nze wuuyo. Mulifiira bibi byammwe.
Bwe tutakkiriza nga ye wuuyo gwe tubeeramu.
We don't believe that is the one whom we live in.
Bwe tutambuliramu.
Whom we walk by in.
Olwazi kwe twatemu.
Is the rock from which we are cut.
Ye aba oba ojja kufiira mu bibi.
You will die within your sins.
Ye yali yagambye nti ava mu kitundu ekyawa.
He say he came from the rim above.
Biraffe twali mu kitundu kino ekyawa.
We were in the rim below. The rim
below,
in the birth of Christ Jesus,
is
made up of the last created heaven, which we know as the fourth heaven, where we saw the kingdom of the stars in the firmament of it, in the firmament of that heaven. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And in it we find the sun and the moon. We came in the center of that heaven and we saw there 10 planets, including our planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We went to see hell in the kingdom of the stars and we saw principalities in space. Now we went up back to the circular appearance of that heaven.
So today,
now we got the circular appearance of that heaven. We want to break through the northern door. And we go into the first created heaven in the realm above.
Let's
move on to see the body of Christ in his fullness.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Amen. Jesus. Let's see Job 11, verse
7 to 10.
Job 11 from verse 7.
Oyinza okulaba Katonda olw'okunoonya. Oyinza okulaba Katonda olw'okunoonya. Oyinza okulaba enkomerera. Oyinza okulaba omuyinza w'ebintu byonna n'omumalayo. Kyenkana eggulu obugulumivu, oyinza kukola ki?
Eggulu eryo,
that heaven,
ekitundu ekya wansi,
of the rim below,
gulumivu,
is a great heaven indeed.
Nabwe twalaba nti ddene.
We saw that it's big. Even the whites tried to access it using the rockets. And they failed to access it. Even passing the star alone, they failed on that. And decided to call it the universe. Something unending. But friend, that heaven has a limit.
For
that, where we call the above the heavens.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now for this seeking, moving on the mountains and places, you cannot see him. You have to get back the book of the Lord. Like I told you in Isaiah 34:16. Look in the book of the Lord and read. For the Spirit of the Lord gathered it. By this seeking we cannot. We cannot use a rocket.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
We have
to use binocular glasses of the Word of God. Which can make us see all things how they appear. And they will begin to pass through the spiritual transport. Like the visions, the trance, the dream, the urim, the azota. Those alone can reach us to their to reaching at the height of the heavens.
Job 11:8. Nabayita okujja okusalirwa omusango.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Nti eggulu lino
that this heaven
gulumivu nnyo,
it's very great
indeed. Terimanyi nsi kutubeera,
it's beyond the planet where we are.
Abakozesa ekifaananyi kiri ndowooza olaba.
They use the other image I think you see.
Ensi eggulu eya bbulu eyo,
that planet Earth which appears blue there,
ntono nnyo,
it's very small. Heaven stretches beyond it.
Like
it surrounds all of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. So
if all that still is the body of Christ, in the room below, we want to pass through the northern door of that heaven. That we can move on to the room above.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
When you get back to Job 22, verse 12, it tells us this.
Job 22,
verse 12.
Katonda talimu guru awaku nti Katonda talimu guru awagulumizibwa era alaba emunyenye bwe zenkana obugulumivu.
Kakati ye nga tuwambuka mu kitundu
ekyawaggulu, as we move to the rim above,
ate emunyenye newankubadde nga nnene nnyo,
both the stars are big,
asobola oziraba gye zikomeero neno,
God can see them where they end.
Kugamba jetu abagiraba okusinira eri mu ggulu eryokusa,
when he sees them, when he bases in the third heaven where he sits
mu kitundu ekyawaggulu,
in the rim above.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Tulimo Yobu, sura yabirimo biri, ulinyura kumi na sato.
Yobu 22, verse 13.
Nawe yogera ati, Katonda amanyi eki. Ayinza okusala omusango ng'ayima mu kizikiza ekikutte. Ebire ebizibu bimubikkako n'okulaba talaba. Era atambulira mu kwekulungirira kweggulu.
Abasinga bamulowoozaako nga bagamba,
most of them think of him saying,
yandiba ng'atambulira ku bwekulungirivu bweggulu,
that he may move on the circular appearance of the heaven.
Majekulu yekulungirivu.
You know, heaven is circular.
Abasinga tugiraba eri waggulu,
most we see it up there.
Tulisuubira kuba lyekulungirivu.
We don't expect it to be circular.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Naye nga eggulu lino liba lyekulungirivu.
But this heaven is circular in appearance. To try to pass through it, we have to pass the northern door. But I've said we have to go the river above. Now we shouldn't go downwards.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
They are going to ascend up. When we pass through the door of the north, it says the heaven appearing air as such a
lot.
This heaven is hard indeed.
For
it has to carry three heavens above it, of the rim above.
Yet,
within those heavens, they are carrying many things.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now they tell us about this heaven. I would have told you, I reached there and I knocked on it, and it is very hard.
No funny story.
When you get the story.
But
this is not a story, this comes from the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible. That's why we read everything.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. And just as we read in Job 37, verse 18.
Yobu isura ya 3 musambu ulinyira 18.
Job 37 verse 18.
Oyinza okubambira ekkulu wamu naye. Amaanyi gaalyo genkana endabirwamu ensaanuuse.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard clear?
Waddenga kulino yali bamu nga bw'oteekayo kateni.
Even though he laid up the heaven like put a curtain up there.
Naye gumu.
But it is very hard.
Okukira endabirwamu yonna gye wali olabye.
More than any mirror you have ever seen.
Eyinza okuba engumu.
Which would be appearing hard.
Yeekulungivu.
It's such a lie.
Niye nga giri mu form eyendabirwamu engumu ddala.
In form of a glass which is very hard.
Wakati waggulu lirina zebita. Gates for you know to
for above it has gates where we are meant to pass. From the door of the room below to the door of the first heaven is a long distance.
But
there is a channel connecting us to the gate of the next heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What distance?
But there is a big distance from the fourth heaven to the first heaven. But there are there are rims which join themselves. They are like rims of these people that are big.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So, kugezako ukuita mulyango mwangu
to try to pass the northern door.
Kugenda mukuru ate tugenda kuda kokwa mtumu chao.
To go to see the heaven, we have to see the rim above.
Mbili kwa mkama afu Yesu.
In the boat of the Lord Jesus.
Mukuru ile isoka.
In that first heaven.
Katuvera kunsiya fu.
Let's get from our planet Earth.
Kuambuke wali ile mulyango
kwa. Ascend up the door of heaven.
Yoke tuwekele mukuru ile.
And we head in the first heaven.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Tukoyesa zanyo.
We usually use Genesis. Genesis 28 from verse 10. We've headed the rim above. We're getting from planet Earth. We pass through the kingdom of the stars. We got the circular appearance of the heaven. Pass through the northern door of this heaven. We head to the city of God.
Jerusalem,
which formed the Jerusalem of heaven, which is in the first created heaven, in the realm above. Let's read and hear. Genesis
28:10.
Genesis 28 from verse 10.
Yakobo nava e Beelzebub nagenda e Kalani. Natuka mu kifo. Nasulawo nakesa obudde. Kubanga enjuba yali egudde.
Yali ku plan tyono kutuli.
He was in the plan where we are.
Era kuyali yebase.
And he had slept on it.
Katubulire.
Let's hear.
Natwala elimu ku mayinja ag'omu kifo. Nali ezizika wansi w'omutwe gwe. N'agalamira mu kifo ekyo okwebaka. N'alota ekirooto era laba amadaala agasibibwa ku ttaka. N'entikko yaago etuuse mu ggulu.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Yalaba amadaala.
He saw ladders.
Ngagati gava ku mulyango gw'eggulu.
And they came from the door of heaven.
Mulyango gw'eggulu wa.
The door of the heaven.
Negakawa n'okunsi.
And they came down on the planet Earth.
Wabula gali geyongerayo nga gayingirira ddala mu ggulu.
And they were stretching ahead to reaching the heaven up in the realm above.
Kumanyi basobola okugateeka ku gate yawa.
They can put it at the gate of the
planet.
And they come down to the planet Earth. And they stretch to the planet Earth. And they don't struggle to pass there as they
are
flying. And the ladders can move them. Others are ascending, others are getting down. That's why you hear a word speak this.
Genesis 28
verse 12.
Nti laba amadaala agasigibwa ku ttaka n'entikko yaago ng'etuuse mu ggulu. Era laba bamalayika ba Katonda nga balinnya era nga bakka ku ggo.
Bali kwegamba nga bakkiriza.
They used to descend down to earth.
Ate nga amalala gambuka.
And ladders are ascending up.
Awo mutami negata eyambuka ku ggulu ine erisooka.
That in the terms of leading to the first heaven.
Okuva ku mulyango gw'eno tuuka ku gw'eno.
The door of the heaven which is first to the fourth heaven.
Waliwo amalala gatambula.
There are ladders which are moving. Others are ascending, others descending up and down.
When
the other angels were coming down, others are moving up.
How about I get the system?
We understood that system. Don't think they're only on the world. Those are little, little things.
There
are beautiful ladders there. When you reach, you say, let me always be here.
Made
in precious stones. You
see,
all that the ladders are taking you.
You
don't wish to move yourself. You stand on the ladders and the stairs, and they move to the gate of heaven.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
So, to what in Yomba, to be out,
nothing much, you waste your time. The only wise God who began in wisdom.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Fallen angels have been on the world. They have conducted nations. Begin to copy the staircase they walked on the gates of heaven. And based in Europe and America. Others have coped with that technology. But those staircases are for long. When we speak
science,
it lives for long.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
Now, when I read
the terminal,
on
the border,
yes,
that's created heaven. The fourth one.
Between the borders
and the first heaven. How are we going to move there? Don't fear. It's very easy. Just step on the ladders and the staircase. Don't step on the one which brings you down. Children of God be so advanced.
Technology
outlived in this long time.
And God
teach
you.
Step on them. An elevator system, we don't use it so much. We usually use to be able to look at how things have been made there. There are ladders there and an elevator system. But the elevator system is not like ours here. Of these boxes that you stand in. The one comes like towers and they surround you. You don't press anything, it lifts you itself. It reaches the other door. You get in the elevator. And it surrounds you up on the other door. And it surrounds you to down. And it lifts you up.
So
to
what in Yongo to cow
and you reach there, you struggle to move up
from
the borders of the fourth heaven to reach the first heaven.
What in time would I want? Yeah,
how am I going to move that distance? There is no journey there.
Why?
Yes,
praise
Jesus. I'm asking to get the two Lidanga to your Nyoruanti. Oita elevator. Elinya liyayo tili itiwa elevator ngo tu sewali. Nebali kuwa muli.
Urifuna.
You get it.
Urifuna.
If you get the name.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus.
Urifuna mwurimi wenyine uwewa koro.
You get it in the language of home in heaven.
Ato uvoru teki.
And you understand it.
The one language that I could not say.
The one language we had before.
Arikizora. Ha. And you and I.
We shall discover it.
See,
no matter when it will be. You know everything God gives us in each season.
He
would have given us now, but there are people.
See,
give it to them now. They can sleep sleepless nights waiting God to teach them that language.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But let's
start. When you reach heaven, you reach and when you are unclothed in the body, you change and you click that language. Everything you know it as it is there.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga tuweralikira ndokuba mutundu kino ekyawansi.
Don't worry that from the rim below.
Boundaries ekuweyo kutuka mutundu kyawaggulu.
Boundaries of the heaven, the rim above.
Nadala muguwe erisooka ntukawo
ndi. In the first heaven, how do I move that distance?
Atuweralikira.
You don't worry about that.
Ulire mirembe gya Yesu.
Feel the peace of Christ.
When you
reach the option you want
to go, you want
to feel of the stairways of that
place. I give you
wisdom. Be there when you want to go to the first
stairway.
If you go to the second
stairway,
don't ask the stairways. Be wise.
You know, some of
you can use both of them. Every gate is like that. I don't know if they went to heaven. But me, that is what I saw. Most of them say they saw gates of heaven and their angels there.
Yes, we was.
Praise Jesus. Let's move on.
Genesis 28:13. Era laba, Mukama ng'ayimiridde waggulu wago, n'ayogera nti, "Nze Mukama, Katonda wa Ibrahimu jjajjaawo, era Katonda wa Isaaka."
Yes, we have
a
zoom.
Now those brothers descended and they ascended up.
Come
from the heaven which was better in the dream above.
From
the southern gate of that heaven.
And they
descend down to the terminal.
It will
look appear bad, it's called a terminal.
Ugaite insalosaro.
The borders. Through the borders of the heavens.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Open
for them and they knock on the planet
Earth.
That too is possible.
And you
bring them direct to bring you down.
After they
rob themselves, go back to heaven.
And
it starts at the gates.
They
are made at a very high technology.
What
is heaven is on technology which is very surprising.
That
we still see in Christ.
Now we
speak of Christ.
The
wealth and riches above all.
The
treasures of glory.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now let's ascend according to Jeremiah.
We are
going to mark the post where we can pass to go back to our
home city.
We ascend to the rim above.
You
know, here I don't want us to speak stories.
And
there I ascended.
You speak a
journey of heaven to someone as you read it in the Bible.
It,
as we ascend, it's written here.
So
read here that we ascend.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Jeremiah 31:21.
Wesimbire obonero mu kukubo. Wekolere empaji. Is it a
ways. They have pillars upon them.
Here, once you
start the Christ, you've got no more things.
Here.
Coming down and going up, have poles, pillars at the side.
Touch
the pillar, it's glittering so much. You first look through it and you see yourself even.
They are
putting all the 12 stones which make up Jerusalem.
All
pillars and the stairway are their gods.
Even
pillars are on the same, on the stairways. On the stairways getting down.
In
different colors.
You
begin to wonder where you have to look to.
They are parting the
others on this side which are getting down.
Now when you
reach there you say
As
the pillar God tell us put on our ways. Remember, we can't
go there.
They have to come in a memory that they are there. We are ascending the rim above.
In the
Christ Jesus, we are moving in Him.
Amen.
Jeremiah 31:21.
Wekolere empagi ezitegeeza. Teeka omutima gwo awali oluguudo.
Ojjukiddewo kati bulungi.
You remember that very well.
Bakugamba just teekayo omutima.
They've said, put your heart there. I've gone there now. Lay your heart there and understand that. It is
there
when they reach always there. There are pillars like this and that. Stairways like this. Is even an elevator we started it. Now what should I use of the tool? Remember, you go with the angels. Gabriel will be waiting for you, O Michael, or the angel of fire.
There
are many times when you reach the door of heaven, they first get aside to leave you see where they are led by God's Spirit. He's the one to lead you, but you have to prove that. We ask you questions on the door of heaven.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
Yeremia asatu mwemu habidi murumu.
Jeremiah 31:21.
Nti teka omutima gu awali orugudo diye kubo iwa furumamu.
You know, as we came on the world, the way where the angels passed us to reach us here. But because we don't remember this very well, you know, the Lord Jesus one day told us in John 14, from verse 1 to 7, He said to us, where I go, you know the way to there. We don't know the way. We don't know where you're going, how do we get to know the way there? He told us, I am the way. I'm the way, the truth. This is the way. The problem we had,
you
didn't know that heaven is His body.
For
He is the way right now we are passing through.
He's
the one who bounds from one heaven to go to another heaven. Now we go to the city where there are many mansions. We are going to Jerusalem city. But they were prepared there. But going there, you pass through Him. Now though things confused us,
Jesus
is the way, the truth, and the life taking us to heaven. We asked, where does it pass?
Yet
it's His body where we pass. How did you understand it this season? Give me the answers. Before, how did you
understand?
You left it, abandoned it. Is the way. We pass through Him. How? Praise Jesus. The truth is, in His foolishness we are foolish.
When
you thought of Jesus, and you say He was a human being, and how do we pass through Him? And you cannot connect, and you give up on it. And remain with
yes,
praise Jesus.
And
you could not understand it no matter how much you wanted. But we
are
being blessed for believing without seeing before. You're the way, okay, let's go. Blessed are they who believe without seeing. But not blessed the one who believes without knowing. Praise
Amen.
Jesus.
The
person believing without knowledge has no blessing upon that. For what you worship without knowing it, you can't worship it in spirit and truth. In teaching and
understanding,
and I believe I'm blessed. For faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. I can understand it before going seeing it. And I believe it.
The
ones given gifts of teaching and preaching, pastors and apostles, that we can all reach the measure of Christ.
You're
blessed when you believe without seeing, after hearing, and you get to know. But the one who believes without knowing, what you believe without knowing.
No,
it's like this time someone telling you a hen birthed another of not of its kind. The hen has birthed a fish.
No,
and you say it's true. And all along they'll be birthing them. You are getting to appear very much.
What?
Me, I am asking, when we are in the journey of heaven, one preacher was preaching, and he wanted the ones who was preaching to come and join him. And I persuaded them, he spoke and said, that in heaven, when we leave here, we shall go sit there just. That the angel will just speak, sir, and when he says, sir, he brings the soda to you. Then he says that if an angel told me, sir, that would be enough for my entire life. Now I'm asking, is that soda in heaven? Which. That the God came to him after he ate with a mad person. That now he too is a mad person.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
God
put companies of sodas in heaven. And the soda drunk on this world is even dangerous. It's very hard even to make that soda.
Jerusalem,
but in Jerusalem there are streams of living waters. And the Holy Spirit is the one flowing in them. And in the third heaven we have the honey of the word of God. And the milk of the word. Now that's what we go and drink. We shall start that on the milk of the word, which flows in Jerusalem. And the honey of the aroma of knowledge. What whole knowledge in heaven God made out of it, honey.
That's
why they say the progress of knowledge, which has an aroma. Now the honey in heaven was made out of knowledge.
Now,
is of the word. As you have a Bible here, in heaven they made out of it milk.
And
when you you are within it and you hear a scripture speak.
And you
feel life everlasting.
Amen.
You know what's in the third heaven, we shall know that in the journey of heaven. But we still see the
fullness
of Christ. And in him we reach to the third heaven. Here we give them to you in brief. We've studied Jerusalem for a long time in the journey of heaven. Here in the fullness of Christ we give you tips. We give you just headings.
Heading, he says, as to Joseph.
Different headings we shall be studying of.
Let's
go back to Jeremiah 31.
Jeremiah is Suraya Satomoemo. Jeremiah
31:21.
Komao, ayo mwala wa Isirayiri. Komao mu bibuga byo bino.
The father called us to get back to our home cities. In the city Jerusalem of heaven.
So twambuka mambuka.
Now we ascend the northern door.
Mambuka geguru.
The north. Of the last created heaven. When we pass the northern door, like all the transports we've had them, and we enter the first created heaven, the fourth heaven, the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why Hebrews welcomes us when he says this. Hebrews
12:22. Yerusalem ekyomuguru. Neri obukumi bwaba malaika. Neri ekunganire deni. Eri kanisa eyabereberye abawandikibwa mu ggulu. Neri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna. Neri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abatuukirizibwa. Neri Yesu umbaka w'endagaano empya. Neri omusaayi ogw'okumansira ogwogera ebirungi okusinga ogwa Abeli.
Yesu
We saw in Genesis 28, verse 10 to 12,
the
angels descended as they ascended.
But
where they come from?
The
last first created heaven,
where
there is the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
There is the city of God there. The city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven.
The
great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
It's
where you heard Bible say, come back to your cities.
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem is a general city.
But it has
12 homelands within it. Like you see in this image.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
You can't bring one homeland to fit on this world. It's impossible.
So Jerusalem,
now, Jerusalem is very big indeed.
It's
born in the first created heaven.
That
next heaven, when you exceed ours, which is bluish up there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The heaven of Jerusalem city. Is the heaven shining bluish and greenish? And that heaven is very hard. It is circular. Just as you see the one of the rim below.
But
that city was built from the ground of the heaven down. Now it means, like you see the heaven of the rim below, the 10 planets, the stars, the sun and the moon, and hell, when you've swept them out,
they
build the city from the ground of the heaven. It's a big city.
You
have built on this small planet.
They
say they built Dubai. But on very small planets.
Let me
tell you, build the Jerusalem city.
From
the ground of heaven, God Himself. God is a great builder.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
He built it. I don't know how many floors are on this building. You live in one mansion. It's found in one homeland. Just one mansion.
But
there are many cities, 12 homelands.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But
just one building. It has flows you can never count. From one heaven to reach another. okuva ku ground yeggulu okutuukaubanga to reach in the firmament of that heaven.
Eri ekibuga kyazimbibwa.
Other city was built.
Naye tukyasoma oyo Yesu.
We still study that is Jesus.
Kyovola abatulina ekisale tugamba amiina.
That's why we read and we say amen.
Amiina ategeeza ye Yesu.
Amen means that is the real Jesus.
Don't just always say amen. You always
first discover the one spoken of is Jesus.
Ye Yesu.
And you say he is Jesus.
Oh, amen.
And then you say amen.
Amen. Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
God, Jesus is the great God. Heaven is big, but in it he built a city. It's of angels and all the saints. Thousands of angels. Gotten from Christ Jesus, they live in that city. Angels by which they stretched on this heaven. They too were gotten from Christ Jesus. Jesus we worship. Don't tell me that don't worship him. He's the son of God or not. Now what are you arguing about?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There are
programs on television.
Yes,
is Jesus the son of God or not?
Yes,
praise Jesus. As they still argue that it's his son. Now we speak of him being God.
And
in him are things in heaven and earth. We want to bring jealousy to all of them to be Christ and they are not the one. And all of them who rejected him. You open your ears and hear. For the one you despise, he is the mystery of God. And all along we've been in him. Now where shall we escape him? He told us in John
15.
Without me you can do nothing. He was very right.
Now
we live in him. If he's not there, what else would we have done? Where would we have been even?
They
think that song.
Where
would we have been if Christ never came? Before he came, where would they have been? You have all long been in him. The Catholics sing that song. That where would they have been if Christ never came? All long they have moved, lived in him, and have their being in him. They would have, if he did come, would have been in hell. But still they never got out. They are still going in hell even up to now.
For a kid
to believe Christ and instead they believe in Mary. I've seen a hand raised. Praise Jesus. Many have gotten some sorrow and sadness about this. For people have conned us and lied to us. Where have been fellowshipping from? They are like 400 people. But they know that. That in heaven they are still building their buildings. And they who have understood so far that only two of whom me have told them. I have had so much sadness about this. I don't know how to explain it. For a person convinces you that they are putting a leg of leak on my building. This is not. This is not of the Buganda kingdom. Of looking for a brick to lay it on the kingdom. Now everyone who comes teaches the same to them that feel good. And they know they are working with their strength that they put bricks on their buildings in heaven. God has saved you. We thank him for that. You too will save many others. There is deception in this world, much of it. What's surprised the children of God seek for truth? But the devil struck them with much falsehood. But the Lord Jesus said, woe unto him who puts poison in it.
If you
put food of the word and they add poison in it and they kill you. They teach what is in the Bible and they mix in what they want. And they subtract and add in them. And they distort and twist things.
If
a pastor twisting and distorting, they are mixing poison.
While
there a lot of false and lies, it's not only in Uganda, not only even in Africa. All nations think that they are still putting bricks on their buildings in heaven. But we had in Ezekiel 27,
that
under the ocean, that's where they're still building up to now, the fallen angels, those led by Jezebel,
Baphomet,
the one known as Baphomet in America. They usually worship him. Under the ocean
is
where they're still building, even in the space in principalities. According to Obadiah 1. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now things like that is the falsehood, lies. But you bring the fullness of Christ in reality, that you know what is in Christ. And then you get to know truth. For truth is Christ himself. And then you get to be free.
Amen.
The tradition of putting a brick upon your structure.
The
city.
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem in the first place of heaven.
Within
the body of Christ where we head into. In this first created heaven.
It's
a city God built long time. It's the first place of heaven. Concentration of building the city was the first to be put in place. Before they put in place the stars and the other planets, this city was the first to be built by God. Before they concentrated on the second heaven, where there are four living creatures, before they built the garden of God in the third heaven, this city had already been built long time. That's why they call it the first created heaven. For he knew if he created angels, he had created the stars. He first said, where will the angels live? He said, let me first build a city.
And
I put the stars in place. Remember, they too saw angels making them.
They
on the four corners of each. They by which they stretch the stars and the planets. If I create the angels, where would they
live?
Let me first create the city where they will be living.
Yes, we always
praise Jesus.
When
you put the angels, the stars too were put in place. Now the consideration was first put on the city. And there is no angel who builds the city. Just as the words you heard before.
So
some people say that an angel is putting a brick upon
the city.
An angel was put when the city was already built. Let's read brief. Hebrews 11, verse
8. Orokukiriza. Ibrahimu buyayitibwa. Nawulira n'okugenda n'agenda mu kifo kye yali agenda okuweebwa okuba obusika. N'avaayo nga tamanyi gy'agenda. Olw'okukkiriza n'abeera nga omugenyi mu nsi eyasuubizibwa ng'etaali ye. Ng'asula mu weema wamu ne Isaaka ne Yakobo basikabane abokusubizibwa okwo.
Bali basubira ndikana ni Yesu mwe balina
okwo. They hope that Canaan was the land they have to move and live in.
Wanga nayo yali mu waliyo Yerusalemu yaliyo.
Yet there was also Jerusalem which waited for them.
The fallen angels bali basimba.
Where the fallen angels had built.
Abekobani na bakanani.
When they contended with the Canaanites.
Yesu yebazimba.
Praise Jesus.
Bali Yerusalemu okwo.
Now we have Jerusalem of the world.
Yesu yebazimba.
Praise Jesus. Amen.
But
Abraham fought for the Jerusalem God built.
Hebrews 11
verse 10.
Katonda kiyakuba kiyazimba.
He
has 12 foundations.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
It was a homeland.
We call 12 homelands.
Each
one in its specific stone type. The builder of this city is God Himself. Not that is an angel.
Another
comes and lies to you. You know, people have seen information of the devils. Colossians 2, 18 to 23.
He
said that they always stick on what they saw.
They
worship the fallen angels. And in harshly treating their bodies. Things which profits them nothing. But they are invented and they seek of wisdom in worshiping God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
God built a city.
Jesus.
His body made it himself. Remember, they by which they stretched this
heaven,
the angels,
they
were gotten from Christ.
While
we were still above the heavens, above all the heavens in the beginning.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
the Lord Jesus himself, this is his body and he built it himself. When he sent his spirit and they were created. According to the plan the Father had released.
As
we passed the heart.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now confusing things in this world are many.
But
right now this is the truth. This is the Christ. And even these are the ones of him.
Hebrews 11 verse 11. Era ng'omusenyi oguli ku ttale ly'ennyanja ogutabalika.
Let's get to verse 13.
Abo bonna baafiira mu kukkiriza nga tebaweereddwa ebyasuubizibwa naye nga babirengerera wala era nga babira musa.
Bano bagamba nti wadde baali tebatuuse mu Kanani
baalina
gwe baali balengera
Yerusaalemu.
Era nga baatula nga bagenyi era batambuze ku nsi.
Baali bakakasa.
They proved.
Kimazima wano ku nsi twalitawo kinna
kimu. Truly they brought nothing on this world.
Era tulidewo ne
kimu. And they shall get back with nothing.
Nga mutemisiwe kisoka mukago n'olw'omusa.
Like in 1 Timothy 6:7.
Baso kutizula nti wano bayise.
They discover their strengths on the world.
Era omwe mtu kuvanya mwana mpite kisoka sule esoka.
Holy Spirit explains in 1 Peter chapter 1.
Nyo lisoka paku lokta.
From verse 1 to 5.
Nga kakasa nti wano tuli bayise.
And it proves we are strangers on this world.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Never know why Ibrahim would look at
Abraham. Abraham would say, we believe the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We believe the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They too believe the how. And they believe they are strangers on the world. And they fought for a city God built.
Not
from Abraham. They are seeking a city God built. You are seeking for a city not built yet now. After you say you believe the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Biblia esula. Hebrews
11:14.
Kubanga abogera bwe batyo boolesanga banoonya ensi ey'obutaka era singa bajjukira ensi eri gye baavaamu bandibadde n'ebbanga okuddayo naye kaakano beegomba ensi esinga obulungi yey'omuggulu
erebagamba nti onaalyanga ebirungi ebyensi olowooza
ge ojja kulya
byeno
bino tetulina kye tulya
tulyako makoola
eri gye tulina okuwangaalira
omanye
abantu basoma bayibuli naye bayibuli
tebagitegeera
nga bwe nagambye nti omuntu asoma yesu lyekkubo nga tamanyi
kijja Read Jesus is the way, not knowing how. Yet he speaks it every day. Find them on the way preaching.
Yes,
Jesus is the way. And the truth. Come and he says and takes demonic spirits from you. They just speak as if they are possessed with demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
You know, when you reach it, may think we are despised. But people are like that in reality.
If
they have contention, they don't want to sit under the counsel of God's words. They just rush into speaking. They rush with scriptures. And they move on the streets to preach. But what they have gone to speak, they don't understand it. Now the one who told you they're going to put bricks for you in heaven. What have you been doing to prove your brick has been put on your structure? Apostle, they told us, if you give offerings without fellowshipping, your house will be built, but it will be of darkness, there will not be light. A new fellowship without giving offerings and tithe. You will sit on the floor in your structure without a seat. And the one who fellowships without mining, they will remain on the world. Things like that. What did they say? You repeat what they told you? They told us, if someone fellowships every day, their house will be built in heaven when there are lights in it, but it will not be dark. But these who give out money without fellowshipping, everything will be their structure in heaven, but it will be dark in the heaven of God.
Mm-hmm.
And they told us, people who serve God so much, they will have many crowns. They will have crowns more than the others. The man who spoke that spent 7 days when dead, he said he saw the end coming and the sets upon
that
there will be a party and each one will be given what they need to eat. There is no more eating. That's how they told us. The person who has died and to come back to tell you,
The
Bible says when Lazarus raised up,
he
said, to as a normal human being, he remained when he's
happy.
With wires which show he was dead before. If that person had died,
there
are wizards, if you want wealth, they bury you for 3 days. But where you get to be, it's you who knows there. And they can even bury you 7 days.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
People
who saw the Bible in heaven, no one shares that he first died.
You'll
be one. Did the Bible say, I died and I saw heaven open? Where did you get someone else to first die to go see heaven?
Read,
a prophet who told you that he first died. I had died and heaven opened for me?
Yeah. That's
the person who is dead, they don't understand. The Bible says, what can the dead know? But you don't read all that. What can the dead know? You know, they say the dead, are they the ones who worship him? Had died, now he comes back to tell you things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the Bible, explaining things of heaven to us, no one of them first died. They went with the spiritual transports.
Don't know
what he told you, he passed through which transports?
Death.
He was in a death transport. All of us will explain heaven in the Bible.
He said,
I was in spirit in the visions of God. Everyone gives you a transport by which they got of things of heaven, which was the kingdom of God of heaven. I was in spirit on this day, and this is the revelation of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was in.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
I've not heard anyone, the Bible say, I had died. And I saw the Lord on the throne. Praise Jesus. We start like in Mark 15.
Try to summarize my vegan, it's Lavanti.
We started before God said they will believe him. They will have authority like to test and heal disease. And one of the things was to raise the dead. As we started, God said we shall glorify his name again. Now my question is here. If person has been prayed for and has been in the hands of the angel and it gets back to resurrection, do they still have a role to go and preach in their gifts?
For like me, we we'll see them and they say
they don't understand, I can't hear from them. How does that come?
Yes, he was in.
Praise Jesus.
It
is like this.
And
that man told them they had died.
Yes, he was in.
Praise Jesus.
When you go in the vision,
you know you are in the vision.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And you can come back, you say, I've come from heaven. I left the body, went to see, saw this and that. But the person who has just died, it's hard to understand what's in the midst there. And they can bring you back, you never remember even a single thing. Not that they don't understand per se. If you say you are dying, the Bible says the dead don't understand. Except when you are unclothed, my body went to
kitchen,
there was a trance. There you can understand you.
But if
you say you had died, and what you speak is of the dead. The things people speak, which they say they are dying, when you check them in the light of the word, it doesn't come out clear. They fight with the initial prophets and apostles. They told us the city was built, these ones are telling us it's still being built. Others tell us there are chicken structures in heaven. They will never work so much righteous live in them. God says, I built a city.
Now,
contentions came between God and prophets of this age. And we prove that the dead really don't understand. But when they come, they speak things not right. But they say people who were in the chicken structures in heaven. They called Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus.
Come
this side. As he moved to go to their side, he became a lion. And he wanted to devour them. Why did he take them in heaven and wants to devour them from there?
And
read a scripture, it's the lion of Judah.
In
heaven,
it's
not the lion who is there.
They
speak of his might and authority. But
Lord
has become a lion. And in heaven there is no slum areas in there. The other is a city.
Now,
if you wanted to be in the village within heaven, they tell me I'm going to
the
city and we are going to the village. At least I tell them you go to America. Therefore, had come to despise heaven, to the campaign it.
Heaven,
you work so much that they put a brick on your structure.
Every
time you get weary, you are not sure whether you don't know what level the structure has reached. Is it a wall plate or what?
Have
they roofed the structure or what?
Are
there lights or no lights? Maybe there are chairs.
Put
your attention and you give up on heaven.
Heaven
is very hard.
You
never know whether we'll reach there. You just
said,
but even when the people, you are always on streets preaching what you don't understand. When you preach that they put the
brick,
you gave out all your money that they build your structures in heaven. That's not the purgatory.
Purgatory,
when you give out so much money, there is something blessed for you. That they reduce your sins. You give money and things like that, and they reduce your sins when you die. But remember, the Bible tells you in Ecclesiastes 5, the sacrifice of people without wisdom is the
devil.
When you give out an offering without wisdom, your offering is detestable to God.
Yes, he was.
Praise
God. But
all that we put aside, we are still seeing truth. That is the Lord Jesus and his fullness. Then we believe the truth to make us free. Imagine if that's the truth they told you. If you get freedom or you got tension. Did you get freedom? How did you feel when you had such a
word?
You want faith to do what? That they put a brick on your structure. Now, where they burn the bricks from in heaven?
Heaven
is there and the smoke is in there. They are burning bricks. Those went under the ocean.
Ezekiel
27.
They
say that they are making bricks for structures.
Maybe
they are even having sand in heaven.
There
are even forests where they have to cut wood to burn the bricks. If there are no wood, there are companies manufacturing iron. Friends, I will not go to such a heaven. I'm going to the heaven of God, which is in Christ
Jesus,
which he built himself.
Biblia ni ya sura ya 12. Hebrews 11:14. Bandi badene banga okuddayo. Neka akano beegomba ensi esinga obulungi. Yensi ey'omuggulu. Katonda kyavaalemu okukwatibwa ensonyi ku lwabo. Okuyitibwanga Katonda waabwe.
Asanyuka nnyo bw'oba onoonya Yerusalemu eyakuyitibwa Katonda wo.
It's not a shame to be called your God.
Naye bw'oba okyanoonya gye bazimba n'amatafaali.
If you still seek for heaven where they build with bricks.
Katonda era n'ensonyi okuyita bayitembu Katonda
wo. It's even a shame to be called your God.
Awulira nanga Katonda oyo omwana
kategeera. It's a shame that child doesn't understand. Mwatembu
nze Katonda
wo. That I am their God.
Nze Katonda njogera ebyekiteri mu magezi.
I go to I speak things of foolishness like that.
Kati Katonda mwamufuula kintu kya kuzanyira.
You made God something of a joke.
Mu kibuga kye.
In his city.
Bwe bakuba matafaali.
That they are making bricks there.
Zali 99.
Were they 99 bricks? Cement bricks or clay?
Yabagamba zali za kika.
Did he tell you they were of what type of bricks?
Yerusalemu munete bamuzimbisa matafaali.
Yerusalem wasn't built with bricks.
Bamuzimbisa amayinja agenda kuwamu ag'ekitiibwa.
He built it with precious stones of glass.
Yerusalemu kibuga
kinyirivu. Is a beautiful.
Naffe tetunaba kifulumya ku standard yaayo.
We too have not even released it to its standard.
Nkyayagala okuyingira mu bintu byabwe. Nsome ebintu ebyawo.
Nzenjabyekolera. Enter their things out. Read them and make them myself.
The Holy Spirit
will be with me, make what I saw. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
I put it in video and I tell
where I'm moving. And
the
city will get to be beautiful.
You have
not seen here in its standard.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Akati Katonda ulina n'ensonyi ku bintu byemwogera yogera wano.
Feels ashamed over things spoken on this world.
Kane Katonda munange etafaali lyange tebanaliteeka wano. Oyogera bike.
What are you speaking?
Mukama mbadde nkusaba.
Lord, I pray.
Enyumba yange bagimale.
My house.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Enyumba yange ekute.
My house to be finished.
Olwaleero.
This day.
Nene nyobutali mutukiribu. Ngenda kuwaayo
nyo. I am going to give somebody.
Amaleka bateleke etafaali.
Angels to put a brick on my structure.
Okuwaayo waayo byoyina okuwaayo
byakulagira naye
sibi ebiteekesa yetafaali baagi ekibuga kizimbe mu Yokaani sura ekumi n'ennya Mukama waffe teyatulimba ku bigambo byeyali ayogera kati simanyi oba aba abagamba eyo Yokaani kumi n'ennya
baagisoma
tukyalaba ku kibuga ekyo
ekisinga
omukuba eryasooka okutondebwa
Jerusalem of heaven in the body of Christ Jesus. John 14:1.
Mutima gwammwe tegweraliikiriranga. Mukkirize Katonda era nange munzikirize. Mu nyumba ya kitange mulimu ebifo bingi ebyokubeeramu. Singa tekiri bwe kityo nandibagambye. Kubanga ngenda okubateekerateekera ekifo. Era obanga ngenda okubateekerateekera ekifo. Ndikomawo nate ne mbatwala gye ndi. Nze gye ndi nammwe mbeere eyo.
Kaakati ekiriwo eyo Mukama waffe agamba.
Now the Lord Jesus says. The mansions are already finished to be built in heaven. Now these are your prophets of today. I don't know whether they argue with Christ on this issue. He told us, don't worry. Mansions already exist in heaven.
Many
buildings very tall. And he said, if it wasn't like that, I wouldn't have told you.
Kati lwaki teyatugamba mumbu bakyazimba.
Why did he tell us they are still building? Let's we take whose reports?
Kutwale bannabbi bano beyasuubiza nti balijja okutulimba oba tutwaleyo yatugamba.
Of the prophet, he promised they'll come to deceive us or we take him what he told us.
Umanyi Yesu Mukama Yesu yatugamba.
Jesus told us.
Mathayo 2 munya.
In Matthew 24.
Munaku z'oluvannyuma walijja bannabbi bakristo ab'obulimba ne bannabbi ab'obulimba.
In the last days they'll come false Christ and the prophet.
Era balikyamya bangi.
And they'll pervert many.
If
the love of many would draw all,
if the many
words of
provision,
many people give up on heaven if it's like that.
At least I'll
be on a door.
For the sake
of those who are not so righteous, they will be in the chicken structures in heaven. Jesus is saying,
if
the places had not been there,
he
wouldn't have told us.
And people tell
us they're not there.
They
are still building them. That even some houses, they are grown weeds in them.
In whose
heaven do you familiarize grass growing in the structure? Who brought such visions? You know, he blessed the preacher of righteousness.
It's
2 Corinthians 11:13-15.
They
said they masquerade as an angel of light.
And
they appear as creatures of righteousness.
For
after speaking them, they cry tears. And they
see
some structures. And they had grown weeds and grass in them. And they asked the Lord, those ones are for who? And they cried funny tears. And he told me, those are the ones who were giving so much. And they stopped building their structures. And they are crying funny clocktail tears.
Now,
joke on the devil is a con man.
Now we'll
end up the gospel when you're all crying.
Okay, sir, maybe to be
high. This one of these things.
And
you're all sudden, you may think they are for righteousness. They look at the one who gave you those words, how they, she appears and what she does.
She's
in marrying men. She chases, she marries another.
She reached
the time, wondered, what am I speaking? She said she even
passed
the black heaven. That she left the blue heaven and went to a black heaven. What they did to that one, those are the fathers, the devils.
It
appears priests of righteousness. After preaching the criteria,
bent.
Pour your hearts before God.
You
pour your
heart.
You bow down. And
you
God can't make us work as his building at the same time. God, based on the human strength,
is
not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. And I went to see men who preach so much, and they had very big buildings. Now there was one. They preached a little gospel. Now, and they had a one room structure in the heaven of God. Hmm.
There's another who came to say, Paul has a big structure in heaven, he preached so much the gospel. Now Lazarus on the veranda of Abraham.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let every person do in the measure given them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
For Bible says
that
when you come to ministry,
not just our set,
you come at 9 in the morning. You go to prison 9 at midday at 3. When you finish work, you all pay 1 denarius. That is done alive. Each one goes body. Brings them in their time. And every person was given a measure of grace of their gift. You may not preach just as I'm going to be preaching. But you have a measure they gave you. What they gave you is what the Spirit knew you will be able to handle. Try to discover how your gift is. How can you minister within it? Don't fight that they put a brick for you in heaven.
If they
give you a different structure, you give you another. All of us with the angels.
It's
a great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. I've seen a hand. Praise Jesus, brethren. There is one synagogue which we left. A man preaches the gospel. He's moved the entire world. But he got a gate. I don't know if people saw it in here. He put it on the podium up here. He built it up here. And we all lined up. We were very many in their fellowship. But we entered in that gate. And we were entering heaven. Who was that? You speak him up.
Oh,
he did it. He knows it that he did that. It's Pastor Kayanja. Now in heaven, did you enter? Preached, I remembered. The
more
we entered in that gate, that's when I began not to begin to understand.
Things
took over my head, moving over my head. We lined up for an entire month. Anytime we come, after preaching, line up, the gate is up here.
You're
running to enter in it.
That
you're entering, coming out. That you are entering heaven. Now the foolishness of those men, I don't know where they got it from.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. These people. You know, they were dedicated to the ocean, Ezekiel 27.
But
they know there is Jezebel to the entrance to the ocean. He was dedicating to the devils. There's no heaven they enter like that. The gate was big. He put money in buying it. It was very big. It was from the other extreme to the extreme. But you will run to enter in the gate of heaven. Even the one who think to have wisdom, they already corrupted them.
Many
people, we abuse, but you to listen to the testimony. Now, the gate of heaven, you heard, does it appear like the ones they put for them? Praise Jesus. Me too, I was at Peter Iga, the man who said witchcraft back. He hosted pastors from other ministries. That day he had brought a Nigerian pastor.
Omunaligeria yasooka n'atugamba tuwandike abalabe baffe bonna.
The Nigerian first told us write down all our enemies.
Tugenda kugula ensuwa ennene.
We are going to be buying a big port.
Tubakunganye tubookyere muli.
We gather them, bind them within the port.
Tugende mu kkubo.
And we go on the roads.
Tujasizaawo.
And we crush it on the
roads. Nga tuyimba ennyimba.
And then we sing songs.
Naye olwaddako overnight.
The next overnight.
Nakunganya abawala embeerera yonna baakuwanisanga omukono atalina kye yali akozeeko ne bawanika abaalinga obakumi ne babawa obutambala
obweru
kati ne bagamba abo abawala abatuukirivu kubanga Bayibuli yali eboogerako ng'embeerera Mukama abaagala nnyo
talking that the Lord loves virgin so much
ne bagenda ku
mulyango uses them for what
ne babatwala wali ku mulyango ku madaala
they are the door on the ladder and the
ne batusimulira n'obutambaala obwo obweru
ku madaala they stood with their white handkerchiefs on the steps
kati ffe aboonoonyi
we the evil ones
ne tuyitawo
we fasted them
ngeri abasumba bwe batusabira naye tuyise wano abawala embeerera we
zirongoseza
ng'era twetoolola ng'ate tuddira mu mulyango guli
awo
nga tufunye
obutuukirivu
naye kanisa wona
Now, Romans 10, how do you forget that?
The
Bible says in Romans 10, from verse 9 to down, that faith, that a person believes in the heart to be given righteousness. And that faith, Romans 10, 17, it comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. And in James
2,
when you back faith with right actions, and your faith comes to be right, praise Jesus. Now it's not in that form that you did it in. They were dedicated, even those virgins they got to be dedicated. The handkerchiefs given them, they took them from under the ocean. Like Ezekiel 27 explains on the cloth they gave from under the ocean. And they got to be dedicated on people's evil spirits. Now you will pass to them. You are accepted in the ocean by the sacrifice of the virgins they gave up in that day. Praise Jesus. Abraham and Isaac received the reached heaven. All the Enoch they gave birth. They were not virgins by the entered heaven. God didn't create us to be virgins. He created and commanded us to give birth. You can be a virgin till you get married or you're married. He doesn't want that only virgins enter heaven. He created and you and you're meant to be to give birth. It's the reason why you have the entire system to give birth. If it's like that, the system choosing us to give back, why did he put it on us? That's to those the wizards, but not unto God who understands us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But all those are
happening.
Let's get brief to John 14 back. What is speak of that city? Jerusalem of heaven. It's only the first created heaven.
It's
the body of Christ Jesus within the realm above. John 14 verse
3. Ndikomawo nate ne mbatwala gye ndi. Nze gye ndi namwe mbeere eyo.
Tuddiremu ku nnyo olusooka.
Repeat from verse 1.
Yokaana 14 olunyo olusooka.
John 14 from verse 1.
Omutima gwammwe tegweraliikiriranga. Mukkirize Katonda era nange munzikirize. Mu nnyumba ya Kitange mulimu ebifo bingi eby'okubeeramu. Singa tekiri bwe kityo,
n'adibagambye
nti mu nyumba ya kitaawe
in his father's house oba
gwetwandiise omubiri gwa
Kristo or what the body of Christ
kubanga kitaffe waddembe okubanga kukwe
for the father is free to claim it to be his
kubanga sikukireyimira
is free to call it his body
yes he was
praise Jesus
amen
wabula ayogera mu Yokaani sura ey'ekumi n'omukaaga
but it's speaking John 16
ebyange ebyani
that what is mine is of the father. That's why I say you get from mine and give them
so
to
Jerusalem
you. Now Jerusalem too is of the Father. Even though it's in the Christ Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. He said that many mansions in his father's house. I want our brothers to correct that. In my father's house are many mansions. We say that.
Waliyo makalina waliyo
waliyo bizimbe gakadde
waliyo ekibuga
there is a city
uja kiti kambula kati nimekubanga okwesa bizimbe
kati don't use the building in my father's house are many mansions of city
wanga muzungu bageza ko tulaga mansions
in English they try to show us their mansions built there
ziba zivudde mu buno bufulani
they have ceased to be in the story buildings
and the plan, and skyscrapers
very tall
yes he was
praise Jesus
and
he said it wasn't like that
Sandy
I wouldn't have told you what
do
you want to say Jesus was lying to us
that
he didn't already build the city and now they are putting bricks for us. That's how we shall move on to know Christ.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We shall add on from there on the other day of Tuesday.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
When we see the fullness of Christ,
we
move on to separate Jerusalem and what's in it, and to see the appearance of that heaven, the first created heaven,
with
the body of Christ Jesus our Master, just as we see his fullness, and we are in the room above. May God bless you. Let's rest brief. You come back and we resume. And they go back the journey of heaven.